Hello. Welcome back to the Kimmick Podcast.
I'm Kim.
And I'm Michaela.
That's the October fish bubbles.
October fish?
Yes.
Okay.
October fish bubbles.
Ghost fish.
Ghost fish.
Okay.
Of the ocean.
Sure. Because we're so close to it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So, boy, I tell you, why is it getting harder sometimes to get things out? It's just, I keep thinking, we're going to do it right here. We're going to do it this way. And then life happens. Life keeps happening. But
life happens and gets busy. And here we are.
Yeah. Fact or fiction?
Fact or fiction?
Fact or fiction?
Tis the topic.
Do you usually believe things that people say, or do you usually, are you a skeptic? If someone says, it's this, do you like, I really don't believe that? Or are you gullible and believe everything? Or
I'm pretty gullible.
Are you?
If someone I trust tells me something, I believe it wholeheartedly.
Yeah. I'm pretty trustworthy too. But I do have my, if it sounds so, I'm like, maybe not.
It does depend on what it is that is said. Because if it's sounds too good to be true, it probably is, you know? And just if something sounds fishy, then I like to investigate. I do like to form my own opinions and investigate.
Me too.
But if someone I trust, and my little inner circle of trust is pretty small.
Yeah.
So if someone I trust tells me something, I generally will believe it and not fact check it.
Well, I usually look at the calendar. Is it April Fool's? Because I fall for everything on that day. So I try not to talk to people or go anywhere if possible. But yeah, I'm pretty gullible. Really? Ginger? Yes, I would believe it.
You
know?
Me too.
Yeah. So I picked a word.
A word?
Yes.
Yes.
It's decathect.
Decathect.
It's spelled D-E-C-A-T-H-E-C-T. Decathect. And it's to emotionally detach from a person, idea, or thing, especially when you think you're going to lose it. And it's a formal psychological term that's often used as a coping mechanism to reduce the pain of losing someone or something. I know that feeling.
I've done that before.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I used it in a sentence. As my novel got rejected by publisher after publisher, I began to decathect from my dream of becoming a published author. Don't give up. Never give up. It'll happen. Believe it. See it for yourself. Now, this, like, since we've last been on here, we've had to deal with big emotions, big emotions. Sometimes, you know, feelings, nothing more than feelings can be pretty intense. And so anyone out there having big feelings, I feel you deeply. I know how that is. You got it. You'll get through it. Better days are coming, especially if they're unpleasant big feelings.
I mean, we also had that eclipse, which was so fun for everybody.
Yeah. So fun. We got that. I'm praying for everybody out there with that hurricane.
Mm.
You guys, I love you. Please be safe. You know, I'm making that hurricane want to go somewhere else, somewhere, you know, safe. So, you know, hang in there. It's always something. It's always something. Isn't
it is.
It? Just every day.
That's life for you. It just really is always something.
But that's why we wanted to do the podcast too, to connect with people on a positive. Just put something happy and positive out there. Because we all need that. We all need a hug from each other. We all need each other. All of us. Everyone. So, happy birthday, Keys. Well, it's not birthday, it's anniversary. Me and birthdays and anniversaries, you know, I call it birthday, but it's really not a birthday. It's an anniversary.
It's kind of the same thing.
We celebrated second anniversary of the fandom named Keys. Yeah, we love you, please. We so appreciate you guys. So on that note, I picked Birthday by ATEEZ. New song released October 2nd of this month. Birthday. So happy birthday, happy anniversary, happy day to all my... And it's in a great month. It's in spooky time month.
Spooky season.
We love spooky time. Mm-hmm. Oh. And I just found out that Goosebumps has a new series coming January 10th on Hulu and Disney Plus called The Vanishing. The Vanishing. Looks like it's the guy from Friends is in it. He plays...
Yeah, he's the other guy.
He's the dark-haired guy.
He's not Joey.
He's not Chandler.
It's
not Chandler.
He's the other guy.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Jennifer Aniston. Her buddy.
He's the other guy.
Sorry. Got to type in Friends.
That's fine.
Anyway.
But we have Birthday by ATEEZ.
I even knew his name. Yeah. David Schwimmer, I believe, is his name. Him. That guy. Yeah. Go. Birthday by ATEEZ, released October 2nd, and it's off the Japanese single. It's a Japanese single, I should say.
Yes.
I'm word awkward today. That's just how it's going to be.
Yeah.
They have those days sometimes.
We do.
But I did get a flu shot, so there's that. I've been really sleepy and feeling kind of...
Had to
get that flu shot done, so... And then they took a couple of vials of blood, so... I was just like,
woo-hoo.
Yes. So part of me is... Kind of, you know, when they zap your blood, too, when they take your blood, it's just like you feel kind of empty, you know, running on empty a little bit.
Takes you a while to replace it.
Yeah, it really does. Mm-hmm. So, I like this one.
I like Hong Joong's purple hat in the video.
Me too.
It's such a weird looking hat, but I like it, and it works.
He can pull it off.
He can totally pull it off.
Yeah, he fashions so well.
And Mingy is just destined and determined to bias wreck me.
They all look fabulous in that.
They do.
They do. I'm so proud of them. I loved them the first time I heard them. They have a special place in my heart. Always be an ATEEZ fan. Always.
Me too.
What's your first pick?
So my first pick, since it is spooky season and we're getting into... Well. The spooky movies and all the good stuff. It is time for Rocky Horror Picture Show. And we also heard that Tim Curry is going to star in another movie. Well, I don't know if he's starring, but he's in it. And it's the first time he's been in a live movie since The Stroke. So Tim Curry is coming back.
I don't know, but before you even put that out of your mouth... I kept hearing The Worst Witch.
Mm.
I wouldn't trade places with anyone tonight. That is what. And then you're like, Tim Curry came out of your mouth. And I was just like, we're so connected. Oh, yeah. Sometimes we share a brain cell. It's pretty awesome.
I love Tim Curry. I think everybody loves Tim Curry.
It was funny because I was watching The Worst Witch and that song. He was just about ready to sing it in the movie. And Michaela comes flying down the stairs and she's just like, I have to enjoy this moment.
I did. It's
just one of the most beautiful songs.
I needed a little Tim Curry in my life.
Yes.
That being said, with everything going on, I felt kind of like we've been living in a bit of a time warp. Mm. And then, well, of course I had.
Let's do the time warp again.
Again.
Go.
And again.
Birthday.
Warp from the Rocky Horror Picture Show soundtrack.
I've always wanted to go to a live theater show of it, but I never did. My friends all did and told me how much fun it was. And so I never have, but I always always wanted to. So who knows? You know, maybe one of these days I will.
I really want to as well.
I love interactive things. You know, we had the, what was it? The Sledge-O-Matic, the guy who had like smashed the watermelons for a comedy thing. And I always like interactive kind of thing. Yeah, it could be messy and stuff. But
oh, yeah, like melodramas and stuff like that, where they tell you to applause and boo the villain. Yeah, I always thought that was super fun.
I like interactive live things. So
yeah,
an old theater buff, I guess.
I think
it never leaves you.
It doesn't. I think part of the reason why Rocky Horror will always have a special place in my heart is because I was a theater nerd.
Yeah, it has the theatrics.
Every theater geek you've ever met loves Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Well, it's we love to dress up. We love,
it's fun.
We love makeup and dress up. You know,
it's just, songs. Yeah. Like,
it's quirky and weird. And, you know, that's what makes it
what's not
funny.
To love. Yeah.
Yeah. So, fact or fiction statements.
Okay.
Don't peek.
I'm not peeking.
Don't try to trick. I see how I do. Here we go. Number one. Humans can't walk in a straight line without looking at something. That is true.
Because I definitely can't walk in a straight line.
If blindfolded, we gradually start to walk in a circle. It's like the brain needs a reference point to keep on track.
I mean, I could definitely...
You will eventually start walking in a circle.
That's funny.
Because when the light went out in the cave, you know, I knew to walk straight ahead. But all of a sudden, I started walking to the right. And then I bashed my head into the side of the cave wall. But I knew not to, but my sense of direction, I totally lost my sense of direction. So, yeah. Number two, pencils can write underwater.
Fiction.
No, it's actually true.
Ooh.
Pencils can write at zero gravity, underwater, and even in extreme temperatures. That's why astronauts, divers, mountaineers, and often use pencils in challenging conditions. So if you're going to take anything, take a pencil. But you better take a pencil sharpener or a knife to whittle it.
And something to write with it on?
Something. I don't know.
I don't know.
Good to know,
That's interesting.
Pencils. Now I'm going to... Yeah. Snails have the least amount of teeth than any other animal. They're just little, you know, little snails.
False.
That's accurate. It is false. It is false.
Oh,
it
so
is
they,
false.
They have a lot of teeth.
Snails have more than any other animal.
Oh,
like
weird.
Up to 14,000 teeth, depending on the size. Gross. I don't know why that grossed me out. I didn't think they had teeth at all.
I have a little snail rock.
Ah! 14,000 teeth. Where do you put all those teeth?
They must be really, really, really tiny.
That's why they're so sucky.
See, I didn't know
so
snails
sucky.
Had teeth.
We thought it was like suction cuppy, but I guess it's like little teeth. Does it leave little marks?
No.
I don't know. It was weird. That was kind of a weird
Whoa.
One. Should we go one more?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess that one right. I got 2 out of 3 right.
Yes.
Got 2 out of 3
do you
right.
You want to keep track or does it matter? You don't care.
I didn't really keep score just for
So
funsies.
Did you get the first one? Yes, you did. So
I got 2 out of 3.
So what do I put? A star. I'll put a star in the one you got and then you didn't get the pencil one. So
Correct.
That's what do you put? A sad face there.
Yes.
And then you got the snail one right?
Yes.
Star. Okay. Do one more?
We can do one more.
Okay, the two people who did the voices for Mickey and Minnie Mouse were cousins in real life.
True.
False.
Meh.
They were actually married.
I knew, I remembered something about them being connected.
Wayne Allwine and Russi Taylor. And They were married for 18 years until Wayne's death, and he was the voice of Mickey. Yeah. And he passed away. So they were actually married, which makes it even cuter. That does
make it really cute. So I remember hearing they were connected in some way.
That's why I thought I figured I couldn't trick her for nothing. But you did.
Look at you. You're doing good.
I thought, well, if she heard anything about them. And then I thought, at first I was like, brother and sister. I thought, no, we'll do cousins since the name is different and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, a joke? You want a joke?
Let's do a joke and then a song.
What kinds of bugs work at the bank?
What kind?
Fine ants. They're just fine. Ants. Okay. These aren't the best, but you know. They're fun. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Juicy.
Juicy who?
Juicy the rainbow after the storm.
Whoa.
Did you see it?
Apparently not. But thank you there for you the
go.
Heads up.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Juicy.
Juicy. Let's do a song.
Okay. I have to crinkle.
Crinkle, crinkle.
Got crinkle paper. Crinkle paper. So we got to see the Stray Cats a few weeks ago. It's been a few
months.
Was it about a month?
It was like
two. We never talked about it. We never talked about it, but it was an amazing show. And we did want to talk about it. I've just forgot to make a little note of it at the last show. And then after it was over, I was like, oh, I meant to talk about it. But they were fabulous. It was such a good show. Such a good show.
It's definitely one of my bucket list shows was seeing the Stray Cats, because I've seen Brian Setzer before.
Mm-hmm.
And I adore Brian Setzer. But this was all three original members of the Stray Cats. They were phenomenal.
It was just...
It was...
They have such perfect chemistry and perfect timing. And you could tell that they get along so well. And they have this camaraderie magic that if it's not there, if the band members don't get along... The audience feels it.
You can tell.
I don't care. I don't, you know, even if you're not really sensitive to those things, but there's a vibe that comes off if the band members are off, if they don't get along. It just comes out in the music. Mm-hmm. But when they're genuine friends and when they have this fire for music and they come together, it really is just, it's like a miracle. It's
like magic.
Yeah, it's like heaven. It's like really hearing heaven. Heavenly music, because I mean, they didn't miss a lick and they made it so much fun.
Oh, it was phenomenal. Definitely for me, a once in a lifetime type of concert. And it was so good. It was so good.
And anymore, I have to bring my cane with me, you know, since that bad hip, since that falling off that ladder. I do good and get around great. But when there's a lot of steps and a lot of walking and a lot of stuff, it just pays to bring that thing. And I was so glad I had it. That helped a lot because there was a lot of steps in there.
These little steps.
That one, though, they showed me where the elevator was.
Yeah.
And I tried to find it again at the other concert and I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
I wandered and wandered and I was just like, well, by the time I walked this way, I could be up the stairs. So then I just took the stairs, but there's a lot in there.
There are.
Anyway, on that note, I picked Calico by D.P.R. Ian. It was so good live.
Are we talking about...
Oh, I mean Runaway Boys. Sorry, I jumped the gun. I have them in the wrong order.
You're fine.
I'm sorry, it's Runaway Boys. Oops. We were going to talk about both our shows.
And we are.
We are.
But we're talking about Stray Cats first because they happened first.
Yes.
So, Stray Cats.
Sorry.
First.
My train, like I said, I had flu shot and they sucked my blood. I even have vampire marks now.
I
do.
Tis the season, though.
Yeah, spooky time.
Runaway Boys.
I picked Runaway Boys.
That was one of my favorites.
Came out in 1981. Huh. The Built for Speed album.
I have it on vinyl.
Runaway Boys by the Stray Cats.
Woo-wee. So good live. They were phenomenal. Like, it did not seem like they are as old as they are because they were just so on point and absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah. Music is their love and it radiates through them. So they do. They seem like young kids when they play. Whenever they talk about music, they come alive. And that's, then you know you're doing the right thing. You're in the right track. Mm-hmm. When he has that spark, whenever Brian talks about music, he has that sparkle in his eyes.
I love Brian Setzer. I love the Stray Cats. I will always be a fan.
Yes, always. So.
Well, my pick is an artist that's new to me that I found on Instagram. I was just scrolling, doing my thing, and she popped up, and I just really loved her voice. So her name is Valerie Broussard, and she does like Fleetwood Mac type sounding music. So very,
I'm a huge Fleetwood Mac.
Very Stevie Nicks.
I love Stevie Nicks.
And
love.
She came out with this song for Halloween and was just posted it on Instagram. And I was like, that's going on a playlist. Yes. And I listened to it on repeat. I sent it to all my friends. It's so good.
But did you send it to me?
No, because you don't have the Spotify thingies.
Oh.
I'm sharing it with you now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So the song is Some Dreams You Never Wake Up From by Valerie Broussard.
It's good.
It's good. Some Dreams You Never Wake Up From by Valerie Broussard.
She's got a beautiful voice.
Oh, yeah.
Very pretty.
When I first...
I like that smoky kind of sound.
Heard that, I was like,
smooth, ooh, smoky kind of sound.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, I need some more of that.
Yeah. Pretty. Mm-hmm. Very pretty. All right, back to fact or fiction.
Fact or fiction.
The M&M in the candy M&Ms stands for Mars and Murray.
Fact.
True. Forrest Mars, the son of the Mars Company founder, first spotted the British confection Smarties during a Spanish Civil War and noticed that the candy shell prevented chocolate from melting. So he teamed up with Bruce Murray, son of the Hershey chocolate president, and the company later trademarked the melts in your mouth, not in your hand slogan. So now you know. I always wondered. I always wondered what that was stand for.
I knew it had something
to do with... Melt in your mouth. I thought it was something like that, or doesn't melt, or I don't know.
I knew one of the M's stood for Mars. I knew that. So I guess not the other one.
Got it right. Pumpkin squash and gourds are all technically the same species.
True.
That is true. A species called Cucurbita pepo originated in Mexico more than 10,000 years ago. Farmers have since developed the many varieties we know today. Mm. Kind of interesting, huh?
Well, I do know that, you know, because carving of jack-o'-lanterns originated in Ireland with the Celts, but they didn't have pumpkins. They carved turnips. Those things are scary.
Yeah.
Those things are real scary.
They look demonic. It's like, it would scare anybody away.
So I knew that they didn't have pumpkins until they came to the States. And then they started carving pumpkins.
Yeah. Okay, you ready for the next one?
I'm ready for the next one.
We are all stars.
True.
That is true. Well, technically, we are all made of stardust.
Yes.
But that's still cool. Isn't that cool?
I think that's pretty dang cool.
Yeah. Recent research found that humans and the galaxy share 97% of the same kind of atoms. Mm-hmm. 97%. See, we're starlights.
We are starlights.
We are starlights. We all are.
But yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. There's that song, that one, Maroon 5. We're all just lost stars. We're all just lost stars? Lost stars? I think it's lost stars. Anyway, moonflowers actually bloom in response to the sun.
False?
You got that right. Yeah. Sunflowers follow the sun, but moonflowers only open after nightfall or on cloudy days.
Ooh.
A hippo's jaw opens wide enough to fit a sports car inside.
False?
That's true.
Oh.
That's scary. I was like, I always, you know, I never really had a desire to get close to a hippo. Those big teeth. And, yeah. But now, knowing that they can eat a sports car, no.
But have you seen the baby hippo in Thailand?
No, but it sounds cute. Oh, babies of anything is cute, that's isn't true. It?
Babies of anything. Yeah, there's a baby hippo that's gone viral. That's in Thailand. Really cute.
But his mouth isn't very tiny, though.
Oh, it seems pretty tiny.
Maybe you can only eat half a sports
Probably
car.
Probably only half a sports car right
that's
now.
That's cute.
Yeah.
All the electricity powering the internet weighs the same as an apricot.
True?
Yeah. That's what they say.
Ugh.
That's light. So you did good. Look at you.
Yes.
So let me see. How many did I get? Out of 10, let's see. You got 1, 2, 3, 4. You did good at the end. 5, 6, 7.
7 out of 10.
Nice.
Too shabby.
Okay, time for a joke.
Let's go.
What do you call a zombie who has lost their eyeballs?
What?
Unsightly.
That's funny.
When is a car like a frog?
I don't know.
When it's being towed?
My brain went jump starting, and then I'm like, that's kind of like hopping, but it's not. I like that.
Why did the kids take the elevator?
Why?
Because it's not nice to stare. That's all I got. Song? Last song?
Last song!
So we also get to see DPR Ian.
And DPR Arctic and DPR Cream. It was all part of the DPR World Tour.
And we got the meet and greet.
Oh, yeah. I got the meet and greet tickets.
But it was more like glance and go.
It was
so glance and go.
It was definitely and glance and go.
I'm disappointed in that. That venue is...
It was not the best meet and greet experience I've ever had. Because we didn't get to really talk to them.
But DPR Ian loved us. Oh, I feel we got the most... connections out of him that anybody really got. This one gal had a painting and they made her leave it out in the hallway. It was just so, it felt so disrespectful to the fans. I get it. You don't want, but you should put that out front. I'm just telling venues out there, if you don't want people to bring gifts for them, just tell them up front. Lucky for us, we went to the box office and that they have on the side of the venue. And we asked if we're allowed to bring those in. And she's like, no. So we never even tried to bring in our gifts. But he fell in love with her shirt because it had eyeballs on it.
I did.
So DPR Ian was touching her shoulder. They were all super sweet. So they were standing behind us. So we were like glancing at them because we, you know, want to see their faces, but they were like, okay, we're taking a picture. So then they made us all look forward. But Ian grabbed me. He's like, hello, love. How are you? And everything. And he grabbed my hand and was holding my hand. So I was like, I couldn't even think. I couldn't even breathe. And he was asking me how I was. And I told him I was doing good. You know, and he's like, are you having fun? And I said, yes. And but then I could feel all the people behind me like freaking out because he's holding my hand. And everybody was like, so we gently let him go. But his hands feel like love and happiness. And yes. Yeah. It was wonderful. He was so wonderful and so loving, and it just made my day. And then we were all like, ah, you know, I'm never washing this hand again.
It was very glance and go, though.
It was so glance and go. Yeah. And then we did have a little moment. They made us wait too long, but that's okay. You know, I would wait eternity for him. But, but then we did have a little bit of a questions were, cute questions and answers. And they were all so lovely, all of them. And the show was phenomenal.
Oh.
It was so good. And we would definitely go see it again. We had to separate.
The theatrics were just amazing.
Because Michaela stayed on the floor, but it was way too hot for me. I knew I wouldn't last. So, I had to use my cane there.
And, yeah, someone almost fainted or did
somebody
faint.
Somebody did faint, and they had to pull them out. And so I went up to, there's a section up above for people that are handicapped and stuff. And it was great. And then they let me sit in, it was like a special place for, it was a reserved thing, but no one was sitting there. So they came over and asked me if I wanted to sit there. And I was like, sure. It was perfect. I had air conditioning. I had a cushy seat. I had a balcony just looking over. And he even looked up and like, wait, he found me because I wore my fluorescent green hoodie so he could find me in the dark. Michaela's like, do you want to be seen or not? Definitely seen.
Then the fluorescent hoodie was the way to go.
And it worked. And, you know, we just knew we'd connect well. And so it was a beautiful experience.
They were lovely. I really, really enjoyed Arctic's set. Oh, so good.
I really loved Cream's set, too. That one was really good, too.
Just,
yeah, they were all fabulous. Their dancers, too, were just so good.
Oh, the bag of dancers added
they
such
were a, phenomenal.
A level of theatrics and storytelling.
Loved it.
Phenomenal.
Loved it. Yeah.
Phenomenal.
The lighting was great. The only thing is too much backlight. Way too much backlight, so we couldn't get good pictures.
Your face.
Yes.
I know you got cool videos behind you, but I want to see your face.
So that's our only complaint.
Yeah.
Calico by DPR.
So that's the song we picked.
That's the song we picked. Calico by DPR Ian.
Yay! That was so good live.
It was so good live.
I think my favorite songs that I loved that Arctic did Do or Die. That one was fantastic. And I'm not super familiar with Cream's songs, so I didn't know the songs prior, but so good. But for Ian, Bad Cold and Sometimes I'm
Bad Cold
were my favorites that he did. It's just, it was so good. It was so good. Fantastic show.
Fantastic show. I would definitely go see it again. Definitely.
I would too. Hands down.
Yeah.
There aren't many that I am extremely like, I want to see it again. But DPR Ian is definitely one of them.
You know, I think the sad thing about concerts, as I get older, you know, here we're two different generations, you know. I think what's sad for us older people, too, is, and for younger, is when you wait outside, there's like nothing to do. There's nowhere to go. It's hot. You know, even the restaurant that was next door to it was closed. You know, I was just like, but what got me is I'm like, venues out there, if you're going to have a porta potties outside of your venue for the fans that paid good money, really good money to come see your show, clean them, please, for for all the good in the world, all the kindness and everything, clean your porta potties before the show. The ones they had were so not okay. So not okay. I won't even, you know. Oh. You guys all know.
Y'all been there.
You all been there. It was so bad. It's like not okay. So my only advice, you know, keep your toilets clean. It's not, it can't be that hard. Get a new one.
I know. It's like, that's what
my gripe, yeah.
Potties. Go get a new one.
Yeah. Because when you got to go, especially when you're locked out of the place, you know, and no place will let you in. We had no other place to go. It was bad. But other than that, it was, his show was great. All his stuff, perfect, spot on.
He was perfect.
Yes.
They were all perfect.
They were all perfect. And their show was wonderful. And it seemed like they wanted to connect more, but I get it too. Security stuff and
yeah, all.
Safety. I just felt really bad for the gal who did the painting. Because, you know, people want, at least if that's the way it is, say it up front. Venues, let people know they're not allowed to bring precious things, because the things that people bring, gifts, mean a lot to them. And it's sad if they, you know, leave it out in the hall. Anybody could have taken it.
Or stepped on it.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Anyway. Oh, that's all I have. That's it for me. And you're picking her slash song.
Is Man with the Hex by the Atomic Fireballs.
Woo-wee.
I'm just kind of all over the place this week.
You're doing great.
Yeah. So, Atomic Fireballs. Let's go. Man with the Hex by the Atomic Fireballs.
That's a fun song.
I've been all over the place.
Well, I'm still watching the Chinese drama, The Trick of Life and Love. Mm. Came out in 2021. That's really good. It's really good. I'm like on episode 27. I guess there's 32, I think, of them. And it stars Jin Wenxin. And it's really good. I like it. It's cute. It's a cute one. So, yay. That's all. That's it. For me. How about you?
Oh, that's it for me too.
You still watching One Piece?
Oh, yes. I'll be watching
forever. At least it's easy to remember what she's watching.
I know. I'm like, I'll be watching that forever. I think I'm on episode 453. Wow.
It's a lifetime commitment. That's why I can't commit.
Oh, it's worth it though. So worth it. But yeah. I'll be watching it for a while.
Ooh, at least you got something to watch.
It's true. It's true.
So you guys take care out there. Our next week, or next time.
Episode.
Our next episode. Because we don't know.
We don't know.
Is candy, candy, candy.
Yes.
Candy, candy, candy. Yes. Calm down, Garfield.
Candy, candy, candy.
Halloween spooky time.
Spooky time.
It's all about
the time.
Sweets and
candy.
Baking for them.
Candy, candy, candy.
Yay! Yeah. So, you guys take care. Please keep singing. Keep eating well. Get your rest. Take your vitamins.
Drink your water.
Be kind to each other, you guys. We're all necessary. All of us are wonderful and beautiful and awesome all together. Don't ever forget that. I love you. Be safe. This is Kim.
And this is Michaela. And this has been the Kimmick Podcast.
See you next time. Or talk to you next time.
We will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.